After a prolonged discussion, the county council voted for the so-called fourth quarter tax amounting to 0.25% and the fifth quarter of 0.2%. Under state legislation, the county can receive 100% of the fourth quarter revenues through next June of 2019. That's estimated to raise up to $3.6 million. After next June, there will be a split applied to the revenues. Councilmember Roger Armstrong saying he needed to correct some previous estimates he made, noted the tax would come to 25 cents per $100. The fifth quarter tax would not be subject to a split. Deputy County Manager Gianna Young said they had devoted a lot of time soliciting public input, talking to local stakeholder groups, and discussing the levies with city councils all over the county. She said generally they heard fairly mixed feelings from the citizens.
Those who oppose it, they agree that transportation and transit are critical needs, but it seems like the most common complaint we've heard is the timing stinks around this, you know, particularly in the context of recently imposed taxes as well as what other entities are considering for the fall, and the fact that in very little time we have to consider this and it feels like it's rushed and being pushed through. There is also a general feeling of tax fatigue, which I'm sure you've heard from your constituents, and the fact that while these are little increases, over time they do add up and they compound to be pretty substantial, particularly when you look at lodging establishments in Park City specifically, which has all of these other taxes tapped on top of it. If you add the fourth and fifth quarter to that, it would put the rate over 13% on lodging in Park City. There was also a feeling that the East Side residents are paying into the tax, but all the money is going to Snyderville Basin and Park City.
Council Chair Kim Carson said the Park City Council were torn about the new taxes, and they cited tax fatigue since Park City had just raised its transient room tax, had approved one bond, and is now looking at another this November. Councilmember Doug Clyde said in a meeting of the Oakley City Council nobody was opposing the taxes, but on the other hand, County Manager Tom Fisher said the Colville City Council was 100% against the proposal. In the end, Young said the county staff endorsed the new taxes, and she explained why.
We never have enough funding to meet the demands being asked of us. If the county wants to actually pull off a bus rapid transit or other solution, maybe a better one, on State Road 224, we will have to have the added revenue or reduce funding to other county priorities. These revenue sources will help leverage other monies and make some of these choices easier for us. And then after July of next year, this is also another compelling piece of this, a portion of the revenues will go to the municipalities within the county for road and bridge projects and maintenance. There are, you know, probably about half of the cities we've talked to that are supportive of imposing the fourth quarter tax.
The council also heard comments from former council member Tom Adair. He said personally he doesn't like taxes, but also doesn't like to pay for car repairs due to bad roads. He spoke for the Camas Valley Business Association and said that group also has conflicted feelings.
How does that affect business? Well, if you don't have good roads, then you don't promote business. But if you take away monies from people that are spending money, you're not going to grow your business either. So from their standpoint, it's like the chicken or the egg. We need to promote business. We need to have good roads. And so, you know, when is enough enough? And so it was that quandary that we all have in our own, you know, personal budgets and family budgets.
Roger Armstrong said the message they were hearing from almost everybody is, quote, great benefit, but the timing sucks.
Do what you guys think is the right thing to do. It's kind of...
And parenthetically, we'll blame you later.
Right.
That last comment from Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.